And on Quicksland this morning, we want to let you know that this is Autism Awareness Month. And we're glad to have Nikki Sonker in with us, along with Julie Doherty, Case Management Director. It's our monthly Randolph County SB 40 program. And Nikki is with a group that her and her husband helped start in the community called Unfinished Pieces. And it is an autism awareness group, support group. And they just had a 5K last Saturday, and you guys knocked it out of the ballpark.
Yes, we did. So we had 150 registrations, and we were able to raise over $8,000. So that's going to help fill our scholarships that are coming up this spring. We're giving out $3,000 in scholarships to four Moberly High School graduating seniors. And we were also able to donate $200 to ICANN Missouri Foundation so that four campers locally have their camp paid for this summer.
Well, that's big news for you, isn't it, Julie?
It is. ICANN's Kids Camp is always an exciting opportunity. We supplement camp registrations, but to have unfinished pieces provide some of that assistance just ensures that more kids can go.
Wow. So this is the second time you've had a 5K. Nikki, was this bigger than the first one even?
So it actually wasn't bigger. The weather was just a lot better. Yeah,
last year. The first one was freezing, wasn't it?
It was so cold last year. It was about 20 degrees. Last year we had over 200 registrations and raised about $11,000. But this year we had a bigger turnout for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So you've talked about the work you've done. You're going to do with this. What is some of the work that you've done in the past with funds that you've raised?
So we were able to give out about $1,700 to schools here in town, their special needs programs just in Moberly. We're hoping next year we can expand to all Randolph County area schools. And then we were... Sorry, I got a little choked up there. We've also been able to supply ribbons to the police cruisers, just their puzzle piece ribbons, and they go on their cruisers just to kind of raise that awareness. And the local fire department here in Moberly also has blue shirts that they wear. So that's kind of some of the things that we've been able to do.
All right. Do you work with like the elementary schools more, or is it all levels of the schools that you try to help?
It definitely seems like there's more interest, maybe more need in the elementary school. Last year, we didn't have as much interest in the higher, like middle school and high school. We don't have as much interest there, but we're hoping to be able to change that.
All right. Nikki Sonker is with me, also Julie Doherty, here on our Randolph County SB 40 program. Well, let's talk about autism. This is Autism Awareness Month, and you sure hear about a lot more. I'm sure we've had autism always, but what is there more of an awareness these days? Whoever, Nikki, Julie?
I think that as the years go on with the statistics that are kept nationally, the percentage and the variance of incidents does grow by the year. The most recent studies show that 1 in 40 people have a diagnosis of autism. Over the last 15 years, that's definitely been a huge jump. More boys than girls have a diagnosis of autism. In our county specifically, I was looking at information before I left this morning. We support 220 total individuals in Randolph County. 1 in 5 of those individuals have autism. So it's fairly more prevalent in Randolph County when you compare it to the national statistics.
Nikki, your sons, right?
Yeah, so...
That's how you got involved. I guess we should maybe backtrack just a little bit on how you and your family became involved in this.
Yeah, so our three boys, Brody is 6 and the twins are 4, and they are all diagnosed with autism. And it's kind of a rather unique situation. And I guess we just had walked just a little bit of the path early on and just realized all the help and the supports that were needed. Because it can kind of feel like an isolated world. But when you find people that kind of understand what you're going through, it definitely helps. So that's kind of where Unfinished Pieces was born.
Mm-hmm. And what types of support help families that have children with autism? What are ways you help out?
So RCDDS has been huge with us because they have helped us, me specifically, filling out paperwork. I mean, I've spent hours in their offices as they've helped me crash through some papers. And so it's been really helpful to have that locally and just to be able to call up or send an email. Hey, I have a question. Can you help me? Brody has an IEP meeting. Can you come and help me advocate and make sure everything is in place like it should be? So that's been fantastic. And of course, ICANN, they have an after school program and they have a day program for adults too. But it's been really fun to watch Brody be able to go where people understand him and get him. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Julie, so what do you do with the kids? What ways do you help them out and families?
Our case managers work with families. Most of the time we are introduced to families when the individual is young. You know, you talked about going into elementary school. Mm-hmm. That's usually the time when a family is has consulted with a doctor and they have a formal diagnosis of autism. And they are just left with, you know, what supports are out there. Our case managers, that's what they do. They link families to resources, whether it is a children's program to work on those social skills. There's agencies in Columbia, one of them being Easter Seals, where families can engage in therapies. You know, their kids can go to therapy and work on those social skills and other trainings that they might need as they develop. And we can help link them with state resources, funding resources, to make sure that those services can be accessed.
Mm-hmm. Can you help teachers in the school district that may have an autistic child?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think the cool thing with that is you have a teacher, and in the classroom, they're the teacher, and then at home, they're mom. And I've had some teachers tell me it's so hard to shift that mindset and, you know, be mom at home and be teacher at the classroom. So it's just kind of cool to talk to people who are going through it, too.
Mm-hmm. Julie, how do you work with the schools?
Do outreach. We do want to make sure that teachers know our information and how to contact us. Mm-hmm. Nikki did touch on, you know, in the school system, their focus is on education. So if the child or the family needs more resources on services outside of the school, that's where the teachers might contact us and say, what resources do you have? I have a family that is in need of some additional support. So we do keep very close communication with the schools. We do try to go in every year and just give them our information. New staff, you know, are in and out all the time. So we want to make sure that our most up-to-date information is available.
Yeah. Are there different levels of autism with children?
So when we went in, ours was just told to us that it's a spectrum and that they can range anywhere on that spectrum. I mean, they will classify a child as high needs, but our doctor tells us it's a spectrum. You're either diagnosed or you're not. So that's kind of how we look at it. But you definitely can tell, like, between our three boys, Brody and Chase are more classified high functioning, where Peyton is more higher needs.
Mm-hmm. Julie, anything on that?
And I would say this, it is a spectrum. You know, every person that has autism has individual needs, whether they're great or just a limited amount of support needs. It definitely varies from person to person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Look for the puzzle ribbon. That's kind of the the logo for Unfinished Pieces, right, Nikki?
Yes.
You got them on your earrings.
It sure is. I do. So it's kind of cool on our symbol for Unfinished Pieces. It's got a red, a green, and a blue puzzle piece that's kind of all in one. And those are all colors that have signified our boys. We wrap Christmas presents color coordinated and iPad cases. So everybody knows who's what. So It's kind of funny.
Yeah. And if you ever you're doing a search for Unfinished Pieces, we would mention that the E is, there's a substitute. It's the number three, right? Where the E in Unfinished would be.
Yeah. So that's definitely a symbol of our boys. When we were thinking of the name, we were like, we don't want this to be Brody, Chase, and Peyton. How do we make this big? But how do we put a symbol in it that signifies them? So that's where Brett was like, let's do a three there. And so that's where it came from.
That's where it comes from. All right. So very successful 5K. And what about, Julie, I mean, with the need that there is in our community with autism, do you need more help, or are you pretty good right now as far as your case?
I think more awareness and more the more resources we have is always it makes a huge impact. Unfinished Pieces has definitely been a strong awareness in our community. Nikki and her husband have been strong advocates to bring awareness and funding for supports. You know, as we know, funding is limited all around the state and in specific counties. So the fact that we can partner with awareness and funds, it's always good to have the more people and the more awareness that you can bring mm-hmm. to our community, the better.
I hear about sensory rooms. Is that something that you use?
I do know that ICANN does have a sensory room here in Randolph County. Okay. Here in Moberly, they do have one that has been worked on over the last few years. Columbia and Jeff City, I know there are agencies that do offer those services, but it is just a simulating room that has all kinds of tactile and sensory items that are comforting to individuals that we support. And so agencies offer those rooms or those services as well.
Forgive me when I cross over from RCDDS to ICANN sometimes as well. So, Nikki, so maybe you can speak to that as well, the sensory aspect to autism. Noises,
yeah.
Lights, that can be problematic, right?
It definitely can. Sensory is just so, I guess it's just so interesting to me because it's just so different with each individual. You know, Peyton thrives off music and sound, and he'll carry his iPad to his ear, and he'll replay the song over and over when he finds something that he really likes and he taps, and that just helps him, like you said it earlier, that stimulating, it just helps him deal with things better, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And then Brody and Chase are just curveballs. Some days some things bother them and some days they don't, so it's all so different.
Yeah. All right. Unfinished Pieces, Nikki Sonker and Brett, they take the lead in this, and certainly if you'd ever want more information or to help out, they have the 5K in April. You've started a trivia night, got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
That was, what, November of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we'll do that again kind of to wrap up the end of our year. And around November, we'll do a trivia night with a silent auction and dinner. We've got that on the calendar as well, so just be looking out for that.
All right. Anybody eligible for your scholarship, or what are the as far as the specifications to apply for a scholarship?
So whenever we first gave the scholarships, we had two different sets of criteria. One was a child that was on an IEP could apply for it, and they could receive the scholarship. And the other one was a child that was pursuing special education in any way, occupational therapy, speech therapy, all sorts of different behavioral, anything like that, they could apply. It's pretty big. And so we had a lot of interest in it. So we're actually giving away more than we said we were going to do because there was just more of a need.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki, congratulations. Anything else you'd like to mention regarding Unfinished Pieces before we let Julie wrap up here?
Yeah. So earlier I got a little stumbled on my words and forgot to address this, but we are giving away $5,500 today to Moberly Public School District, and that will go towards his name is Milo, and he's a robot, and he helps kids with autism specifically. And it's pretty interesting because they have one already in the district that travels back and forth to North Park and South Park, and so anyways, they've had a lot of success with Milo helping kids specifically, so they're wanting to get a second one for Gratz Brown. So we're going to make a donation that will pay for half of it. So, yeah.
So help me out. So what's Milo do?
So Milo sits.
And how does that help the kids?
So he sits on the table. Okay. There's an iPad that kind of you have to buy with it, and it basically you can type in the kid's name on the iPad. So if they type in Brody, they'll see a list of things Brody needs to work on socially, and they'll say like greetings, eye contact, things like that, because it's really hard for teachers to teach social because, you know, you might have a teacher that's a little more sarcastic or, you know, anything like that. So Milo is just, he's just pretty
expressionless.
Straight. Yes. And so it really helps kids because, you know, like Brody searches for like, what are your eyes doing? What is your mouth? Are you sad? Are you know, and Milo just kind of sits there and he's like, you need to look me in the eyes longer, Brody. It's kind of weird, but it works.
Well, so, I mean, what kid doesn't like a robot?
Yeah,
right? I mean,
Brody loves him. Brody says it helps him act appropriate, and that's very true. So,
okay, so, well, and you're making that check presentation today?
Yeah, 10 o'clock, we're meeting at Gratz Brown and giving that. So that was a huge piece of our 5K. As well.
So if you participated in the 5K, you're a part of this presentation here today. Well, Nikki, congrats on a great event.
Yeah, thank you.
And again, contact Brett or Nikki if you would like more information or like to volunteer or contribute to Unfinished Pieces, and be ready for that trivia night coming up later this year.
Yep.
All right, Julie, give us a case management update from RCDDS. What do we need to know?
We do just like to inform the community and update them on what we're doing from time to time. So in Randolph County, obviously, we've been 7-plus years now doing case management. We have 222 individuals in Randolph County that we support. What a lot of people might not know is that we also do case management in other counties for those county boards that either are not interested in providing local case management, and state case managers continue to be very overwhelmed with caseload. So in Sheridan County, for the last 5 years, we've been doing case management there. Our service coordinator, Stephanie Farnan, has an office in Salisbury. And so that provides families with a local case manager to help them coordinate services. In the last couple of years, we've been doing smaller caseloads in Boone County in Columbia and in Nottoway County in Maryville. And those two came about because the federal government said that you can't be an agency that provides direct services and also case management that supervises your services. So we entered into those counties because they had a conflict. And so our partnership with them has been going great since June of 2017. And then Carroll County is actually our newest addition. So we're working on building relationships there and getting to know individuals. One of our case managers who's worked with us for a number of years moved closer to Carrollton. So we were able to use an experienced staff to move her to Carrollton. The good thing about all of the counties that we support outside of Randolph is that taxpayer money in Randolph does not go to support those systems. The case managers bill Medicaid, and so that in turn is self-sufficient. We pay their salary, their office space, that kind of thing out of what they bill to Medicaid.
Yeah. Plus, it speaks well for your program and the reputation of it that you're able to
branch out.
We're
definitely very, very proud. We have a great office of staff that works really hard to do well, not only for our county, but in the other partnering counties.
Julie tells me that there's a case manager position open.
We do. We have a couple of staff that are leaving. Nikki brought up speech therapy. We have a staff who's been with us for a little less than a year, but she's decided she wants to go back to school to be a speech therapist. So we are very sad because she's a very fantastic lady, but she will stay in the field, I'm sure, in that line of work. So we do have some case management positions that are open if any listeners are interested. You have to have a bachelor's degree in any field or be a registered nurse.
All right. And apply how?
You can contact our office at 269-8875 and ask for our business manager, Bobby Stanfield.
Very good. And we had Georgie in this week, and I know it's sad to see her go. She's done tremendous work in the county. You're going to have a little celebration of her time here, right?
We are. Her last day is April 30th, and we are going to have a reception for any of those listeners who do know her well. We invite you to come to our office from 1 to 3 p.m. on Tuesday, April 30th. She is leaving and will be relocating to the Kansas City area.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, ladies.
Yes.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Autism Awareness Month here in April. Nikki Sonker and Julie Doherty have been my guests here on Quick Slam this morning.